Hi, I'm Francis Benali and I'm club captain of Southampton Football Club, and today we're here at the Dell to give you a little insight into my history and my thoughts of Southampton Football Club. At the moment we're stood outside the reception area of the ground in the car park. My memories of first arriving at the club were probably as a 13-year-old, which is quite a few years ago. My first memories of the club in a playing capacity were certainly turning up on a dark night during the winter to train in the club's gym. Well, hi, we're now in the gym area of the football club, which is a brick-built room with a pitched roof on it, wooden floorboards. I first came in here. This is where I first trained at the football club as a 13 and 14-year-old. Evenings were spent basically learning basic football skills, small-sided games, things like that. This was my first education of Southampton Football Club was done here in the gym at the Dell. We've now left the gym and we've come down the narrow corridors behind the main stand of the ground. We're now sat in the visitors' dressing room. This was where the apprentices in the early days came in to get changed. The first team and senior pros all got dressed down in the first team dressing room, and in the very early days, once you turned pro or you got to a certain level of achieving first team status, you were invited down into the first team dressing room. So as long as you were sat and got changed up here in the visitors, you knew you hadn't quite made it. Right, well, we've now carried on down the corridor and made our way into the first team dressing room. Bigger room to the visitors' dressing room, naturally. A few more little home comforts for the home team. We don't want to make it too comfortable for the visitors when they come down to the Dell, which, you know, many players would testify on an opponent's point of view. You know, looking around the place now, it does start to look very dated. But it is home, and it holds many, many memories, this dressing room. Certainly, if the walls could talk in this room, they'd certainly have a few stories to tell over the years. But there's certainly been a few heated exchanges in here, that's for sure, when things haven't been going so well. That's between players and, you know, managers to players and players to managers alike as well. There's a footwell as you step across to step into the changing rooms, and I think there was quite a famous player who became a manager one day that here that stubbed his toe, I think, whilst going from the changing room into the shower room, and actually broke his toe, I think. So he required a painkilling injection to actually get him through the game, I think. But, you know, it's a special room, this, and like I say, it's certainly held some famous names over the years, and certainly a sense of pride and passion within the dressing room, certainly before we walk out onto the pitch on a match day to try and perform on the Dell. I'm certainly proud to have been at least one person to have got changed in here in a Saints shirt. Okay, we're now in the what was the old medical room, and it certainly holds a few memories for me coming in during a game and jumping on the bed and having a few stitches inserted into a wound or a cut quite often on my head over the years. So I can remember staring up at the ceiling and the doctor coming in and stitching me up as quick as he can to try and get me back out onto the football pitch. Well, we've come out of the medical room now and made our way past the players' entrance. We've come up an iron staircase, which now leads to sort of an office area for the staff here at the club. But in the early days, certainly when I was an apprentice here, we currently stood what used to be the old boot room. It's certainly the apprentice's job to look after one, possibly two or three professionals, take care of the boots. And this is the area that all the youngsters came up in and hung the boots up, polished the boots, and you know, quite often had, as silly as it seems at the time, boot polish fights. You know, if there was one member that was in for a little bit of stick, a few lads would maybe gang up and have brushes full of black boot polish and attack them somewhat, and they'd often walk out of this room sort of covered in boot polish head to toe. So it's one of the little pranks that the players used to get up to just to pass the time, apart from cleaning boots in here. Well, we're stood now at the top of the staircase, which leads out to the doorway and the corner of the pitch, the entrance to the stadium. On a match day, the visitors will walk out. You know, they've got only a few short paces to approach the top of the stairs, whereas the first team lads, the Southampton boys, have got a little bit further to come down along the corridor. We'll meet at the top of the stairs here. The referee will be in front of us, and then they'll make their way on down the staircase, which is about a good 14 or 15 steps. I think it's quite steep, and I think a few players over the years might well have come close to twisting an ankle or two, because it's quite narrow and tight, and there's not many stadiums now you play at that you've got to negotiate a flight of stairs before you go in or come back off a pitch. But personally, a little superstition of mine that didn't purposely sort of take, but found myself falling into and I've been doing for many years now, is the staircase. There's an old wooden banister which runs down the side of it, and there's a post at either end, and I just found myself, whenever I do come in or out of the ground now, out onto the pitch or back into the change rooms, I touch the banister twice at the top and touch it twice at the bottom as well when I get down there. So one of those crazy little superstitions that players have. So if we make our way down the stairs now. So we're making our way down. This is when the fans in the corner of the stadium will probably get the first glimpse of the players coming out. And this is where the noise levels sort of certainly makes the hairs on the back of your neck stand up when you're coming out to play in front of your home crowd. And for me particularly, as a lad that grew up here at Southampton, and you know, in my schoolboy days, I used to walk past the Archers Road end of the ground and peer through the gates and try and catch a glimpse of the pitch or anyone on there, dreaming that one day, you know, I'd maybe become a footballer myself. And to have actually achieved that, and particularly here at Southampton, and to have played at the Dell with so many friends and family here in the city, it's been a real dream for me come true. We're now stood on the pitch. You know, the surface is fantastic. We're stood in bright sunshine. It's difficult to imagine, really, that, you know, after so many years here, not just myself personally, but, you know, for many players, people associated with the club, fans, you know, it's going to be quite a sad day in a way when we say farewell to it. No doubt it'd be quite an emotional day if anything's to go by. The Arsenal game here, if we could finish it on such a high as that, then that would be wonderful. But, you know, just a few little memories that do come back to me. You know, as a youngster, I remember this used to be where we did our fitness work. It was a dream to make a debut as a youngster. I think I come on as a substitute versus Derby, and the difference between sort of schoolboy and reserve team football was amazing. Just playing in front of a full house here at the Dell was a dream come true for me. And since then, you know, to have scored my competitive goal here at the Dell against Leicester, you know, that was another somewhat of an achievement. My testimonial stands out as well as being a fantastic night. That was something I'll treasure forever. And just basically being able to have played for my hometown club for so many years, you know, I've been a very, very lucky man, and I'd certainly like to be part of this football club for many years to come yet. Yeah.